Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read three short passages of Scripture. First, out of the Gospel of John, chapter 3, familiar passage in verse 16, but also verse 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And then verse 17, which we don't often read. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And then out of Jeremiah in the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, God says to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And then the Apostle Paul writes these words, inspired by God, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, where he says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Well, listen again with me to those words I read first. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. I know we've heard those verses many times before, but I wonder sometimes if they've changed our lives and changed our everyday walk or the life of someone that we love or know. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Wow. For God so loved you and God so loved me. What do you think? Do you believe that we matter to God? Do you believe that you matter to God? No, really. Here we are in the season of Lent, heading toward Easter. How's it going out there in your own little part of the world? How about yesterday? How was it? Was it full? Were you weary? Was it joyful? Was it empty? Were you overwhelmed? Were you uncertain about what was coming around the corner? Not sure the next steps that you need to take in your life? Wondering if you're making a difference? How about your relationships with your children and grandchildren, if you have any grandchildren? How about friends? How about all your relationships? How are they doing? You know, if you were completely honest, I wonder if you have ever found yourself wondering at times if anything that you did really mattered. I know I've had that at times. If it really made a difference to anyone, did anyone even care if anything you did or I did mattered? I suspect that we've all felt that way. I hope not. But I suspect that we've all had those moments where we wondered if what we were doing really mattered at all, and maybe if we mattered at all. Maybe not like that teenage girl whose family was struggling financially and who came home from school one day after being made fun of by the other students for her clothes, for not having lunch or even a sandwich, didn't have any money for either of that, or some other things over which she had no control. As she got home and went into the bathroom, she looked in her bathroom mirror and she took out a lipstick and she wrote these words about herself on the mirror: loser, stupid, ugly, worthless. Standing there, looking at herself through those words on the mirror, feeling like she did not matter at all. Seeing someone that the world saw as worthless, at least that's what those kids in her class said. Feeling that no one cared, no one loved her. She did not matter to anyone. So she wondered, what's the point? What's the point of going on? Maybe she needed someone to share Christ's words with her right then. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son for her. Were God's words spoken through the prophet Jeremiah? Before I formed you in the womb, young lady, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. And maybe God's words through the apostle Paul, recorded in Ephesians, for you, you young lady, are God's masterpiece. He has created us and you new in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. You know, in addition to the personal things that we all struggle with in our lives at times, maybe not as badly as that little girl, I hope not anyway, but I wonder sometimes if we do. We also now struggle to find any sense of peace or assurance for our lives when we look around at all that is going on, not just in those day-to-day struggles of our own lives, but in the unrest in our communities, in our nation and world. I wonder if we ought to turn off the TV set to begin with, but I wonder if we could use a huge dose of God's grace and God's hope for our lives and for the world, which is always there. I wonder if we need, individually and as a nation, to be reminded of God's undeserved, unmerited love and grace for each of us. Grace which is always there in the midst of whatever we face, a grace which we are then called to share with each other and others we meet. I wonder if that would help a bit. There's a remarkable story about a man who was injured in a fire while attempting to save his parents from a burning house. He couldn't save them, and both of his parents died. And in his unsuccessful efforts, his face was severely burned and disfigured. He felt guilty, believing his pain and disfigurement was God's punishment, something he deserved for not being able to save his parents. And after a period of recovery from the incident, still badly scarred and disfigured, he wouldn't let anyone see him, not even his devoted and precious bride. She sought out help from a world-renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Maxwell Maltz. Dr. Maltz told her not to worry, that he could restore her husband's face. The woman was unfazed by Dr. Maltz's assurances. Her husband had repeatedly refused any help, and she knew that he would refuse this surgeon's help as well. "So then, why are you here?" the doctor asked her. "I want you to disfigure my face," she stoically said, "so that I can look like him. If I can share his pain, then maybe he will let me back into his life." The doctor was shocked and, of course, refused her request, but was so moved by her love for her husband that he went to speak with her husband. He knocked on the man's bedroom door over and over and over and called out loudly, "I'm a plastic surgeon. I can help you. I can restore your face." The man wouldn't come out. No response. "Please come out," the doctor pleaded. But time and again, the man wouldn't respond to the doctor's requests. Then the doctor moved closer to the door and quietly whispered to the man through the door his bride's request of him the previous day when she came to see him at his office. "She wants me to disfigure her face, to make her face look like yours, in the hope that you will let her back into your life. That's how much she loves you." There was a brief moment of complete silence, and then, ever so slowly, the doorknob began to turn. He let her back into his life. That woman's love for her husband and what she was willing to sacrifice for him told him that he mattered to her. It was an earthly example, a reminder of the way God feels about us, you and me, and the sacrifice he made and continues to make for you and for me. Grace, God's grace, the unmerited love and favor of God for each of us. Over and over, God says to us, "You matter. You matter, young girl. You matter, blank line, fill in your name." And he is there. We are never alone. The grace of God is a life-changing gift of God. God is defined by grace. God is grace. The unmerited love and favor of God telling us over and over how much he loves you and me. That no matter the burdens we carry, he is there to carry them with us. No matter the mistakes we have made or the guilt we carry, he has forgiven us. His grace has wiped our slates clean, and he waits for us to forgive ourselves and those around us and to move on with him, to continue to become all he created us to be, to have the impact in the world around you with the gifts, the abilities, the resources, the talents that God has entrusted to you, remembering that no matter what the world says about us, God loves us and says to us time and time again, we matter to him. When we're not sure what our life is about, God is ready to show us, telling us over and over that we matter as he presses on with us to touch the world with him for good. From a dirty stable, the baby Jesus lying in a straw-filled manger box cried out to the world that he came to save, "I love you. You matter." From the cross at Calvary, Jesus breathed, "It is finished," declaring with that last breath to everyone, everywhere, and to all of us down through the centuries, "I love you. You matter." From the empty tomb, the risen Christ daily and eternally proclaims his love for us, invites us to believe in him, to ask for his forgiveness and to follow him here and into eternity, saying again and again to each of us, "I love you. You matter." Do we feel and believe God's love? Do we believe we matter to him? Can we share his love with others in a world that has lost its way? Reminding them also that they matter. That's the love of God for each one of us. Always there to pick us up, to comfort us, and to send us back into life. A love we are called to share with everyone around us. A love that says to each one of us over and over and over, "You matter." Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for your message over and over to us in so many different ways, that you love us, that we matter to you. Thank you for all the times when we felt like we were falling into a deep, dark hole, Lord, and we didn't know the way out and couldn't help ourselves out. We couldn't even hear your voice. In those moments, Lord, we remember you screamed at us. You reached down and grabbed us and pulled us out and told us, "I love you, Scott. You matter to me," and moved on with us into all that you created us to be. I ask you that you would be with those folks now, Lord, and we know you are, who need healing from surgery, healing from illness, healing in relationships that they have, healing from the past, reminding them, Lord, that you've already wiped the slates clean. Thank you for all you do for us and with us. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for every day and every moment doing something to remind us, to tell us that you love us and that we matter, and you're ready to move on with us into all that you created us to be, so that we with you might help others understand also how much you love them and that they matter to you, and use the gifts and abilities they have to make a difference in the world around us. Thanks for loving us. In your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.